from KQED.
Our state is in a real mess.
Sacramento is out of control.
We've got to take the power from the state capitol and move it down to the local level, closer to the people, and no new taxes without voter approval.
For California to prosper again, we have to work on three things: creating jobs, cutting spending, and fixing education.
At this stage in my life, I'm prepared to do exactly that.
We can create a new California. What do you think?
Time again for Campaign Check, where we try to separate facts from fiction in the governor's race between Meg Whitman and Jerry Brown. This time around, the Latino vote and what those campaigns are doing to win it. Both sides are up with dueling ads in Spanish, including one about Whitman's housekeeper controversy. We'll hear more about those in a minute. But joining us now is Luis DeCipio. He's chair of the Chicano Latino Studies Department at UC Irvine. Professor DeCipio, good to have you with us.
My pleasure.
Well, heading into the election, give us a sense of what were the biggest issues on Latino voters' minds, do you think?
You know, 2010 isn't that different necessarily than some of the previous years. Education tops the list. Economic concerns, particularly jobs, are very important. And immigration is important, as it has been for the last 20 years or so in California.
Well, as I alluded to a moment ago, the big story for the past week and a half has been that revelation that Whitman had an undocumented immigrant housekeeper for many years, she says, without knowing it. And the SEIU, one of Brown's biggest union backers, unleashed this ad. Let's listen, and then we'll come back.
Meg Whitman dice ser una republicana diferente, pero Pete Wilson está a cargo de su campaña. Whitman ataca a los trabajadores indocumentados para ganar votos, pero una mujer indocumentada trabajó en su hogar por 9 años. Dice que creará trabajos.
And the message in that ad, Meg Whitman says she's a different kind of Republican, but Pete Wilson is her campaign manager. Whitman attacks undocumented workers, the ad says, to get votes, but an undocumented woman worked in her home for 9 years. Luis DeCipio, that image of Pete Wilson, former governor, why is it that we're hearing his name in this ad, and what impact do you think it has on Latino voters?
A lot of today's Latino voters are citizens and are voting because of anger about Pete Wilson. The beginning of all of this was the campaign for Proposition 187 in 1994. That mobilized the Latino community as never before. So the sort of roots of today's Latino power in California are in part in the hands of Pete Wilson, who started that whole Proposition 187 effort.
In some ways, that's a very long time ago. We're talking 16 years. How effective do you think is that still a real sore point in the Latino community, so much so that tying Meg Whitman to him will really move voters, do you think?
You know, it's a sore point for Latino leaders, certainly, the heads of organizations, you know, elected officials. At the mass level, no, Pete Wilson is not as strong a message as Attorney General Brown could be sending. The dilemma is Attorney General Brown really hasn't found a message for Latino voters. He talks about his ties to Cesar Chavez, but for many of today's Latinos, Cesar Chavez is a historical memory. And Attorney General Brown really hasn't found a more contemporary message.
Meg Whitman has her own set of Spanish language ads and has for several months. Let's listen to one where she emphasizes her business background, and then we'll come back and talk.
Ella respeta a nuestra comunidad. Es la republicana que se opone a la ley de Arizona y se opuso a la Proposición 187. Meg significa un cambio real. Tiene un plan específico para una nueva California, con más trabajos, mejores escuelas y menos burocracia. Como líder de eBay.
Professor Scipio, in that ad, it says she respects our community. She's a Republican who opposes the Arizona law and who opposed Prop 187. Goes on to say she has a specific plan for a better California with more jobs, better schools, and less bureaucracy. Setting aside the impact of the ad, does that seem accurate to you in terms of her position on the Arizona law that was mostly gutted by the federal courts, but one that targeted undocumented immigrants in that state?
She was very careful during the primaries and paid a price for it, I think, among some Republican voters to separate herself from the Arizona law. And I think she was very strategic in doing that, realizing that she'd need some Latino votes in the general election. She's undermined that message, I think, by her reaction to the whole Nikki Diaz affair, focusing very much on enforcement first and blaming others for her failure to understand Nikki Diaz's status.
And yet, in that same ad, she talks about jobs, education, more efficient government. And from what you said a moment ago, it sounds like maybe that is a message that would resonate to a certain extent with Latino voters as well.
I think the education piece would. Unfortunately, she hasn't offered the specifics I think Latinos are looking for, specifically an expansion of education. You know, she's also spoken about making education more efficient, which is often a code for cutting jobs, whether administrative or teaching. Most of her advertising focused on Latinos has used that sort of message of business efficiency. And I'm not sure that that's one that resonates with Latinos. I think they'd like to hear tangible offers of expanding resources for the incorporation of Latinos and other immigrants in California.
A moment ago, you said that Jerry Brown hadn't really found a message that resonates with Latino voters. And yet the Nikki Diaz thing, I would think, certainly has gotten the attention of Latino voters in a negative way toward Whitman, perhaps. Is that enough for Jerry Brown, or does he really need to motivate Latino voters and not just have them say, well, he's not Meg Whitman?
What he needs is a ground campaign. The key issue for Latinos, particularly in off-year elections, is turnout. And there hasn't been much in this election so far that has mobilized sort of irregular Latino voters to vote. In 2008, a lot of them turned out for President Obama, and he won victories that he might not have otherwise won. My sort of gut instinct in 2010 is that the Brown campaign is just sort of assuming Latinos will turn out, and if they turn out, they'll turn out for him. That's often a faulty assumption. It got Gray Davis in trouble in 2002, and it got Cruz Bustamante in trouble in 2003.
All right. That's Luis DeCipio, chair of the Chicano Latino Studies Department at UC Irvine. Professor DeCipio, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.